Give thanks with a grateful heart. Thank the Lord for our instrumentalists, amen? Not only for their talent, of course the glory goes to God, but for their willingness to be led of the Lord. That's a beautiful, beautiful rendition of that. 1 Thessalonians, if you'll turn there. 1 Thessalonians, and we'll go to chapter 5. It's a great book, 1 Thessalonians, a lot of truth here. So much to be thankful for today. I know it has just been Thanksgiving, and sometimes the focus is on what we're thankful for and so many things, but I think it's good to have that spirit of gratitude all year, because we do have a lot to thank God for. People are looking for something to be thankful for rather than we're looking at all things to be thankful for. And we'll see that through the scriptures. Sometimes we pick and choose what we ought to be thankful for. And then by doing that, some days are really bad days because we're not thankful for anything that happened that day. And that's not a way to live. The peace of God can keep us. The comfort of God can sustain us. The strength of God, you know, can support us. All of those things are true. And so it's not tied to our circumstances. So we'll see that today. And as I bring the message, anytime a preacher preaches, he does the best he can to tell you what God says in his word. There's not a preacher, and I'm one of them, there's not a preacher alive that does everything right. Amen. We're all sinners saved by grace, and we all have weakness, and we all have the flesh. But we know what God says, and so I'll try and encourage you today. I will begin reading here in verse 14 of chapter 5. Paul says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men." And then it gives this, just like a proverb, bang, 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 all of these truths. It starts with verse 16, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing." Say, well, if I do that, I'd wreck the car. Listen, you don't have to bow your head and close your eyes to pray, amen? You can talk to the Lord anytime. "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." That's a powerful verse. That's a verse we're going to be talking about. In everything, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, there's things on their face value. We're not happy for some things. We're not talking about that. In everything, give thanks, because God will go with us. He'll be with us in the trial, in the heartache. Amen? And there's a purpose for everything that happens to us. It says, "Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil." But we're going to look at verse 18. "In everything give thanks." Father, thank you that we can trust you with our lives and with our circumstances. I pray, Lord, that you'd give us the grace, the wisdom, and the strength, Lord, to recognize, to realize that you're with us, to feel your presence, to know that your will is being accomplished. We so want to do the will of God. Our Savior went to the cross. What a harsh, hard thing to endure. But he delighted to do your will. And I pray that would be true of all of us today. Help us with that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, again, happy Thanksgiving. The word unthankful, I hope you're thankful today. There's a lot to be thankful for. But again, if we are only thankful for things we think we need to be thankful for, then we're going to have a rough time, because life is full of heartaches, trials, temptations, right, tribulations, all of those things. But there's a purpose in everything. The word unthankful is only found twice in the Bible. Unthankful. I know, because I stayed up last night and I read the whole Bible, and I just circled the two that I found. So it's found twice in the Bible. Speaking of the last days, when perilous times shall come, 2 Timothy 3:2 says, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." Unthankful is really powerful. Remember Bob Jones Sr. said, when gratitude dies on the altar of a man's heart, that man is well nigh hopeless. And so when the devil can get us saying, man, this and regrets and troubles and, you know, all of this critical spirit, then we do not enjoy what we ought to be thankful for. And so we'll see that as we go along. Luke 6:35, "But love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil." Unthankful, evil. It puts those words together, because that's exactly what it is. We're saved by the grace of God, amen. We ought to do backflips, amen. Can't do them anymore. You get to a certain age and you're done doing backflips. But maybe you know what I'm talking about, amen? You want to be happy about these things. We're saved by the grace of God. Heaven is going to be our home. He helps us in this life. But when that thanksgiving, when that thankfulness is gone, boy, we just take a dive. Just take a dive, and it really affects us. The unthankful should be thankful that he is kind to the unthankful. Did you get that? Yeah, amen. And so there's always something to be thankful for. Well, I'm not thankful. Well, be thankful that he's kind to you, even though you're unthankful. The word thankful, get that? The word thankful is found only three times in the Bible. And my wife stayed up and read for that. Anyway, Romans 1:21, "Because that when ye knew God, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." So that's a negative. Neither were they thankful. This is talking about the heathen. This is talking about something that is evil. Amen? And in the context of unthankful and thankful, that really comes out. Well, I ought to be thankful. I mean, that's a major part of our heart being tied to God. Colossians 3:15. "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Peace in your heart comes from being thankful. When you're unthankful, it's an evil thing. It's a terrible thing. It ruins your spirit. It ruins how you live and what you talk about and what you think about. Psalm 100, verse 4, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." Peace, praise, come from being thankful. If you're unthankful, well, yeah, you ought to see what they gave me last Christmas. I ain't getting them nothing this year. Because they, and you know, I mean, these things stick in your mind. I heard somebody say this. Here's a day. And let's say 20 circumstances come to you, or you're a part of 20 circumstances during that day, and 19 of those are positive. 19 are positive. Man, this was good, and that was good, and that was good, but one was negative. Guess which one you think about? You know, are you with me? I mean, here's a person, and they do all these things, and they're such a blessing, but they do this wrong, and we focus on the wrong that's done. You know, it's just human nature. That's what happens. Some people are thankful, and some people are unthankful, and we determine that. We'll do that from the scripture today. So we'll search our own hearts. Unthankful, this is deep. Now, this is a definition of unthankful, so you follow this. Unthankful means not thankful. Did you get that? It's deep. Ungrateful, not making acknowledgments for good received. So good is given to us. All things work together for good. God is good. He doeth all things well. So in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and the stops of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen? And so we have to be careful how we categorize. Every good and perfect gift cometh from above. And so we look at that, and we see God's blessings on our life. But not making acknowledgments for good receipt, good that God does for us received, then we are unthankful. And that goes along with sin and evil and all of those things. Thankful is grateful, impressed with a sense of kindness, received. Something's received, and I'm ready to acknowledge it. So when we see God working in our life, it's not all pleasant. Think of the cross. We sing glory in the cross. We sing at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my sins rolled away. You know, and you go on with all these verses. Praise God for the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. Amen? And so the cross is glorious, but who wants to be nailed to a cross? Take up your cross and follow me. That's talking about self-denial. We don't want to do that, but that's a part of God's will for our life. And we can thank God when he gives us opportunities to do that because we're accomplishing his will. Being thankful, it all depends on our belief, our perception, our understanding of what we should be thankful for. So, well, I'll be thankful for this, but I won't be thankful for this. In everything, give thanks. So no matter what circumstance comes, God is there, and there's things to be thankful for. I'm not thankful if I get a flat tire. Oh, Linda, we won't be there for dinner, and praise God, we got a flat tire. And she says, no, we have two. Oh, a double blessing. You know, I mean, that's not how that works, but maybe God saves you from an accident up the road. I don't know. You can't describe all of that. Our reception, what we have received from God, that's what we have to see we're thankful for. Now, I'm going to give you some scriptures here. Better is this than this. How would you fill in the blank? Better is this than this. And so we think about that, and sometimes we gauge what we're thankful for because what we think is better. Well, this is better than that, so I'll be thankful if I have this, but I won't be thankful if I have this. Right? Does that register? So we look at things. Well, here's some verses. Proverbs 15:16. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Well, I would have chose the great treasure. Well, maybe when you get a little more wisdom, amen, it'd be better to have the fear of the Lord, reverence for God, a relationship with God. Verse 17, same chapter. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. You agree with that? I mean, it's better to have a salad than a steak if you're eating the steak with anger and you're eating the salad with love. Amen? Because see, there's something that comes with it. Something that comes with a circumstance that maybe is self-denial, that maybe is, not exactly what everybody wants, but there's God ministering to you with that trial. We have Proverbs 16:8. Better is little with righteousness than great revenues without right. It's what we would choose. Proverbs 17:1. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. Duh. I mean, we know I'd rather have peace than strife, right? I'd rather have love than hatred. Well, in our minds, this is how to get it. But in God's truth, out of his mind, he says, no, this is how you receive it. So in everything, give thanks. There was a man, and he was robbed. And he was very thankful. And he was robbed. And he was thankful because he wasn't the one doing the robbing. Amen? And then he said, they only took my money, they didn't take my life. Amen? And then he said, he had something they could take. And then he said, they only took the money I had on me and not all my money. I mean, you can go on and on and on. There was a Chinese gentleman and very wealthy, and he had a stallion, and boy, he raised horses, and this one horse was really a blessing. And one day it ran away. All his friends said, man, that's really bad. And he said, well, you know, horses run away. So, you know, what are you going to do? And so a couple weeks later, the stallion came back with a mare. And it was a beautiful horse. And so, praise God for that. And so his friend said, well, yeah, that's good. So that God turned the bad into the good. And he said, yeah. And then his son was riding the mare, and he fell off, and the horse fell on him and broke his leg. And so everybody comes around and said, man, that's really bad news. You ought to get rid of that mare. It can't even run or do anything. And he said, well, no, sometimes that happens. And then pretty soon there was war, and they drafted all the young men to go to war. But because his son had fallen off the horse, broke his leg, he didn't have to go to war. And you can go on and on and on with something. Sometimes what you think is a real blessing, has this ever happened to you? Man, this is it. This is it. And you maybe go through something, and it wasn't it at all, and it didn't turn out real good. Or there was a real trial, and you say, man, I can't see the light. This is really dark. I don't know if I'm ever going to make it through this. And then you see God's reason for it. Amen? In everything, give thanks. I complained I had no shoes until I met a man that had no feet. We have a lot to be thankful for. The Bible shows us and gives us reasons for thanksgiving. There are 27 verses in the Bible with the word thanksgiving. 27. Thanksgiving is a giving of thanks. There's the sacrifice of thanksgiving. All these things that God brings out in the scriptures about that. Unthankful people don't give thanks. What they're unthankful for, they don't give thanks. So here's a normal day, okay? A normal day. Everybody treats you wonderful. People are buying you things. Amen? You go to work and they raise your salary. They double your salary. Amen? Amen? Man, come on. Yeah, amen. I mean, that'd be a good thing. And I mean, there's no strife. There's no... Isn't that wonderful? But tribulation worketh patience. So here's tribulation. But it works patience. And so that you have the patience of God. And that brings a real joy and a real peace to your heart. Amen? And so there's trials that we go through, and God blesses those. So you can be thankful for that. Well, in Jonah chapter 2, in verse 9, it says, the voice of thanksgiving, Nehemiah 12:46, songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God. So it comes out. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Thanksgiving of the heart, gratitude of the heart. You have Revelation 7:12. Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. So we ought to be thankful to him. Isaiah 51:3. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. So we sing because we're happy. That's what the song says. We sing because we're free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. Those are lyrics, and they fill our hymn book because there's so much to be grateful for. Amen? Amen. In Luke chapter 7, what are we thankful for? Let's just think about that today. What are we thankful for? What do we give thanks for today? Well, I'm thankful for my house. Okay. And there are physical things. But what about the blessings, the spiritual blessings that are in Christ Jesus that nobody can take away from us? Yeah, well, I'm worried about the economy, and boy, I could lose this, and the value of this could go, and what if the stock market crashes? If it crashes, it crashes. Amen? Well, I worry about that every day. I don't worry about it. I don't have much in the stock market. But maybe if you have a lot, and that's a blessing, that's good if you do. But some people jumped out of windows, jumped out of buildings because they lost their money. Man, I wouldn't do that. Would you? And maybe no. You're right, son. That's good. I'm glad he's got that figured out at such a young age. Amen? That's a smart kid. So what do we give thanks for today? Just think about it. When you got up today, did you have a heart full of gratitude? What are you thinking in your mind? You know, well, I'm thankful for this. Yeah, but this. So we go to that, and God says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So it's the will of God that we give thanks for, And in the will of God, like it says in Peter, sometimes the will of God is to suffer as a Christian. Persecution. What did Paul say in 2 Corinthians? He said, God, take this away. Take this thorn away. And God says, no, but my grace is sufficient. So then Paul says, well, I'll glory in infirmities and necessities and reproaches. Because when I'm weak, then I'm strong. I can thank God that I've lost this or I've been persecuted because it's a will of God for my life. Amen? And I'm pleasing Him. It's a blessing. Then you keep that gratitude. Whether you forget your coffee mug or not, you can be happy. Amen? Luke chapter 7, there's a sinful woman, and she goes into Simon the Pharisee's house, and the Lord is there, and she begins to weep over the Lord. She knows who He is. Her tears are dropping on His feet, and she's wiping the filth off of His feet with the hairs of her head, and she loves Him. She loves Him so much. How do we know she was thankful? You can see it. It was evident in her emotion. It was evident in her service to the Lord. That's how you can tell. In Luke chapter 17, there's the story of the 10 lepers. And the Bible says, let me begin in verse 11. You don't have to turn there. It came to pass as He went to Jerusalem, Jesus, that He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as He entered into a certain village, there met Him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Leprosy is a terrible disease. It removes you from any of your loved ones, any of your friends. You have to cover your face back in Bible times and cry unclean. And you were unclean. You couldn't be around anybody. You couldn't take part. And these lepers, it's a disease that eats their flesh. And it's a hideous, hideous disease. So there's 10 men that were lepers. And the Bible says, they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Good prayer. And when He saw them, He said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. So they started to go to the priest. When they put that faith in the word and what He said, they were cleansed. And they went on their way rejoicing. I would too. But, and when He saw them, verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? How come only one came back? It says he came back to give him thanks. Sometimes there's the blessing. Amen. Look, I'm saved. Look how God has blessed my life. I'm clean. Now I go to the priest. I'm practicing what God said. Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. So we enjoy the blessings and benefits of our Christian life. But he said, where are the 9? Only one came back to give me thanks. Every good and perfect gift cometh from above. Every day we enjoy this, we enjoy that. Some things we don't enjoy, but we know there's a plan of God. And we can go back to God, Jesus Christ, and we can give Him thanks. I think that's so key. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel, it's something, he was such a righteous man that there were some unrighteous people, they wanted to catch him in something. And they said, there's nothing we can do. He's being exalted in the kingdom. We hate him. We don't like him. We want him destroyed. But there's nothing you're going to get him on. I mean, he's not going to do the wrong thing. And so they said, well, let's do this. Let's make an edict. Let's make a law that nobody can pray to any other god than the king. And so the writing was signed. And here's what it says. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he knew already. He went into his house, his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. You're going to die, Daniel. They're going to throw you in the lion's den. And he opened his windows and he prayed, and he gave thanks in the midst of that. Well, there's some things in our nation. There's some things in the world. These are perilous times. Thank God. Don't mull over it all day long. What's good, what's bad, what I think is right, what you think is right. All of the division, all of the stuff that's going on in everybody's mind. And they live that. And it takes their gratitude, sucks it right out of their heart and their mind. There's so much to be thankful for. Well, if this doesn't go right for me, well, all my eggs are in this basket. Cook the eggs and have some people over to eat them. Amen? There's a way to do that. We have Jonah and the whale. God said, arise, go to Nineveh and preach unto them. And Jonah said, nope, I'm going the opposite way to Tarshish. Those Ninevites, they're enemies of God. I don't want mercy upon them. I don't want them to hear. I don't want them to be blessed. I'm going this way. So he got on a ship. And there was a great storm, and Jonah knew who the culprit was. He's going the wrong direction. So he said, throw me overboard and everything will be fine. And that's what happened. But God had prepared a fish, a great fish, a whale, and it swallowed Jonah. Okay? So he's going to say something in the belly of the whale. You've never been in the belly of a whale. Amen? By the way, when the whale spit him out, he made a three-day journey in one day, and he preached to the Ninevites, and they all got saved. The whole city got saved. But he's in the belly of the whale, and in verse 9 of Jonah chapter 2, he says, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed, salvation is of the Lord. I will sacrifice with the voice, thank you, God, for putting me through this. Thank you for stopping me from going away from you. Thank you. My circumstances are terrible, obviously, in the belly of a whale. But I praise you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The next verse, verse 10. The whale spit him out, vomited him out. Wow. I mean, there's stories like that. I wish we had time to just keep going. Psalm 69. There's a story there about David. I just want to read a couple things there. And I would encourage you to read Psalm 69 sometime today. But David is praying. He says, I sink in deep mire. There are deep waters. I'm weary of my crying. My throat is dried. They hate me without a cause. Being mine enemies wrongfully. O God, thou knowest my foolishness. My sins are not hid from thee. I am in trouble. I am full of heaviness. I looked for some to take pity, but there was none for comforters, but I found none. And I'm just taking a couple verses. There's a lot of verses like that. He is really going through the fire, not only for somebody's sin and judgment on him, but for his own sin. And we come to verse 29, but I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me on high. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. My heart, God, I am so grateful that I can come to you. Maybe I'm criticized. Maybe I'm hated, even without a cause, but I can come to you. I've sinned. I've been foolish, but God, you know my heart. I love you. And so he begins praising God. Isn't that amazing? Think of all of those circumstances there. The sinful woman gave service and love to God because she was thankful. The leper returned and gave glory to God because he was thankful. Daniel prayed and gave thanks to God. Jonah prayed and gave the voice of thanksgiving to God. David sang and gave thanksgiving to God because they were all thankful. But what are their circumstances? They were all bad. All of their circumstances, where they were, was bad at that time. It got better. Sometimes it doesn't get better. The sinful woman was giving thanks to God while she was being demeaned and belittled and criticized by the Pharisee. She knew what that Pharisee thought of her. He expressed it to Jesus. You know, this woman's a sinner. But she still was thankful. The leper returned and gave thanks to God, though none of his companions returned. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Amen. Daniel prayed and gave thanks to God, though he knew they were going to throw him in the den of lions. Jonah prayed and gave the voice of thanksgiving from the belly of the whale. David sang and gave thanksgiving to God because of all that was going on in his life. He knew he could turn to God. Amen. I have some friends over my lifetime that I could share things with, and I know they're faithful friends, and they would love me and pray for me. I have had some friends that maybe aren't not my friends anymore, and you want, sometimes relationships are broken. Amen. That happens in a family, and sometimes we grieve over those things. We have heartache. We are condemned, and we don't even know why, or we're avoided. I mean, there's all kinds of situations. Amen. This life is not fair. This life is tough. But in everything, give thanks. I said this a couple times when I first came even to candidate here and to fill the pulpit. I said, the main thing the devil wants to do in every church is ruin the spirit of the church. And when we become unthankful about something, God is working. Amen. He's always working. But when we become unthankful, that is a hard thing to overcome. A thankful heart is a merry heart, and a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. When we take the medicine, we're okay. Amen. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Psalm 40 and verse 8, this is prophetic about our Lord. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. He went to the cross because that was the will of God. There's a number of verses. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, right? So it is the will of God. God is willing that you receive Christ as your Savior. And that is going to be a blessing. Amen. And sometimes adverse circumstances, you have loved ones, you have friends, maybe you even went through this. Difficult life, you turn to God. You know, this didn't bring joy and happiness, but you came to Jesus Christ as your Savior. And he put a song in your heart, even praise unto our God. That's the scripture. Amen. So adverse circumstances can sometimes do that. Even if you are saved, here's the prodigal son, and he goes into a far country. He's the son of the father, the son of the father. But he went away from the father, and he went to the far country, and he wasted his substance, and he was miserable there. But he says, I'm going home. And he came back to his father. What a wonderful day that was. Amen. And we look at those things. In Matthew chapter 23, and I'll close with this. Jesus brought a message to the religious of Israel, and they condemned him, they crucified him, but he was preaching. And he was talking to them, and he said, how often I would have gathered you as a mother hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, but ye would not. I would have blessed you, I would have protected you, I would have helped you, but you would not. And so here we are. It's the will of God to be thankful. Amen? Well, I don't know if I can be thankful for that. You can be thankful in it. You can be thankful that God's there with you. He's in the fire with you. He's in the terrible circumstance with you. He wants to comfort you. He wants to bless you. Be thankful. Amen? Just be thankful for him. And if we say, no, I'm not going to be thankful, then that's a slippery slope. And once you start rolling down that, sliding down that hill, boy, you just add things. You ever been in a bad mood? Probably nobody here has ever been in a bad mood. Yeah. Yeah. If you've ever been in a bad mood, sometimes you see things differently than when you would see them in a good mood. And even if that's not true, if you're seeing them right, set a watch over my mouth, Lord. Help me to praise you. Help me to glorify you in the trial. Thanksgiving, we have a lot to be thankful for. If you go home today and take a yellow notepad and you list the things you're thankful for and the things you're unthankful for, just be honest and look at and say, what does that show me about myself? If the only things you're thankful for are blessings, gain, you know, something easy, but if it's I'm accepted in the Beloved. I have the grace of God. I have, you know, these spiritual things. Those are things to be thankful for too. When the trial gets greater, he's greater than the trial. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. God, take this away. No, my grace is sufficient. Okay, then all glory in the Lord. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, we love you. Thank you for your kindness to us. We are all so tempted when things go wrong or things we can't fix. We're all so tempted to be so harsh, hard, unbelieving. But I pray, God, you'd give us faith. You'd give us joy, peace. You'd give us a heart to believe you and to be thankful. Bless your word, however you've spoken, Lord. Each of us is so individual. And I pray that you'd meet every need here today. In Jesus' name, amen.